Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode is sponsored by NatureBox, where you can order great-tasting, healthy snacks right to your door. Snack smarter in the new year with healthy and delicious treats like French toast granola. Support this podcast to get 50% off your first order. Go to naturebox.com and use promo code TMOS. That's naturebox.com, promo code TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ah. Oh, look who it is. It's Mike's intern, Alan.
Hey, Alan.
Hi. Hi, boys. How are you? It's Alan.
Oh, great.
What's new today? How are you having a good show?
Well, I'm surprised you're back. I heard you were at an assembly meeting.
Does that mean like Alan mentions assembled furniture?
Is exactly. That kind of joke? It was a pun. I thought you might
that's
like it.
Pun. Thanks, Alan. You love
explaining
puns.
Explaining that joke.
That's why your career has exploded the way it has.
Yes.
Because of jokes like that.
Well, keep your
Hello.
Eye on the prize.
It's Alan, and great to be with you. Yes, how are you?
Alan.
Yes. Hi,
what are
Oscar.
Your daily duties before the show? I always wondered that. I see you,
you
walking
prep?
Around. I see you twisting and turning.
More bounces than walks.
I'm on the DL, unfortunately. Oh. I'm getting workman's comp right now. I had a problem about a year ago, actually.
What happened?
I wrenched my back.
All right, enough of that.
Feel better.
Sorry, there's my pun, too. You know what I love? I love the fact that you have added content for our video viewers.
You know, it's yes. When here's the joke, people. If you're just listening on audio, you're not going to appreciate what was just done. If you're watching on video, I would say, well, why don't you do that every day?
Yeah.
And the second thing is I hold up an Allen wrench. That's the prop. I hold up an Allen wrench, and that is the character of Alan that I do just for the boys. And yes, it's not very professional, but I take it. I like to think it comes from the KCJJ school of entertainment, where you just do something for the people
it's
that
our
have
cannon.
It on video.
Yeah, your wrench is your Pedro.
That's right.
It's your puppet.
Yeah, the puppets. And I love that when I'm watching the Ustream version of KCJJ's morning show and they use silly little hand puppets. And anyone driving in a car in Coralville, Iowa, or in Iowa City will hear that and know absolutely nothing about
exactly.
What they're talking about. Yeah, one of the and I'm a huge, Rob, you know this, I'm a huge stickler for the old rules of radio.
Of course.
Paint the picture. Let people know what's going on. That's why I just explained that. But they don't do that in KCJJ, and I'm laughing.
Well, they don't need to. They've got a 15 chair.
Yeah, and also they're sort of rooted in history, Mike. They're steeped in history. People know that when
Tony Perkins. He's got a new favorite.
No,
he's got a new.
Yes, he does.
Whoa,
he does. It's a new favorite. That's what he likes. That's
what you're dreaming about. Dreamy TV personality.
When Tommy bursts out,
I want to be on that show.
Oh, he's gonna be on that show again this week.
Yes,
coming back.
Yeah, because it was so well received. Tony begged. He said, please. Please come back. I said, I'm a very busy man.
I would say Gary Stein and you are kindred spirits.
Oh, absolutely.
Gary Stein is nothing if not old school, correct?
Oh, we have a combined age of 400.
Yes.
Gary
yes.
And I do.
Can I make a bold announcement here on the show, if you don't mind? I was going to wait.
A bold announcement. Hold on just a second. Yes, a bold announcement.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
All right.
As of today.
What's the date? September 17th.
September 17th, 2014. I relinquish my duties on the Tony Perkins Show to Rob Spiewak.
I gladly accept said responsibilities. Thank you.
So you will be here producing the Rob Spiewak, the Tony Perkins Show?
And Mike, that's the other announcement we wanted to make. It's no longer called the Tony Perkins Show. It's now called the Rob Spiewak Show.
The Rob Spiewak Show.
Featuring Tony Perkins.
How about the Tony?
With Gary Stein.
The and Gary Stein Show with Tony Perkins and Rob Spiewak.
I got an email from Tony, and this is what happens. And I know. I'm a business guy. I'm a button pusher. I get it, right?
Sure.
So I get an email from Tony. Says, "Hey, because I was up on deck. I was up to bat weekend for the Tony Perkins Show. He goes, do you mind if we have Robin if he has time?" And I was like, "All right."
Now, where did that come from? Because they like having
I was
you
like,
there.
This
too.
Is interesting. I thought I was the hot chick.
Yeah.
And apparently, I'm not.
Some new Philly
came into town because I had to go to a wedding.
Did they request Rob?
They did. They
How about
requested
that?
Rob Spiewak.
And you know what that results in? That results in bruised feelings and elevated moods.
Now hold on. Hold on, wait. Did they really Did Tony contact you, or did you do what you usually do? I can't do this. I'm too busy. Rob, you have to take more responsibility. You do it's amazing.
No, you know what? No. The first time I sat in, it was never, Rob, you need to do this. He asked if I could fill in for it.
I asked because I had a wedding. Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I'd be glad to do it.
Yes.
So he came. So Tony apparently
he did the and then
Tony was multitasking.
All of a sudden, I get an
Rob.
Email.
Can you offer any insight on this as to why this might have happened?
I think perhaps I bring a little more joy to the room. That's just a guess. I'm going to paint with a broad brush.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. So that's I think that's a pleat in your cape, Rob.
Yeah, I think it is. Congrats. You know what? I am flattered. And Tony, you know, I think the world of both you and Gary. So thank you.
Yeah. And any time we can have, and to be honest with you, hearing you on that show doesn't bother me. Hearing Oscar, when I the first time I listened, Oscar was just there, and I didn't know that he was going to be participating. And
well,
I think it was just
going to happen magically. You think?
Well, I didn't know. I knew that you would probably have a behind the scenes thing, but when I heard your voice on the podcast, I did the Napoleon. Another podcast
with Oscar. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Another podcast.
I'm in
with
demand.
Oscar. He's in demand.
And
well,
on
not
demand.
Anymore, obviously, if Tony...
clearly, they think he's hotter, and I understand that.
Mike. These are bruised feelings.
Bruised.
I heard you in the background.
I'm all black and yellow.
I heard you in the background. You were very, you were very participatory.
Yeah,
you were a good audience.
I'd walk out of here high-fiving people.
Yep.
I was like, I never feel like this
strangers
during the Michael
on the
Mara
street.
Show. I was like, I can't believe this.
Well, something to look forward to on the Tony Perkins show this week. Perhaps, Rob, you can discuss the fact that they've kicked Oscar to the curb and hurt his feelings in the process.
Yeah, it'll be a new sort of flavor on the show. It'll sort of tend towards Maury. Why did you do this?
Yeah.
Why did you make him
the envelope,
like this?
Please?
Yeah.
Are you really Oscar's father?
Yes. So that's why the Freudian slip. Because Rob found out just yesterday.
Yes.
Just yesterday that he was requested.
And also, there is a striking physical similarity between Tony Perkins and Tommy Lang. So it's dual, actually.
So, Rob, you are, this is where you're an interesting character because you now have the joy of, I'll give you what the joys are. The joys are Tony Perkins, who is a television celebrity. Rob loves that more than
I love celebrity.
It'd be bigger if it was a bigger celebrity, but it's still in Rob's eyes, Tony is a celebrity. When Rob and Tony went to a concert together, Rob was turgid,
he keeps on talking about it. You know, Tony and I are friends.
We're friends. We're very good because it's the whole celebrity.
If Tony was not a celebrity, we were very good friends.
I went to his house one day and I bought tickets from him. We're real friends.
I would say, we're just beyond acquaintance. But you know what? I think probably this Saturday night, friends.
So you like that part.
I do.
And then the fact that Tony has picked you to participate, your professional side, you know, you're getting to do a show with guys that are, Good Morning America, veterans.
Seasoned vets.
Yeah.
Seasoned vets, pretty professional.
I do enjoy being the chosen.
Now the negative comes in.
Right.
It's another work job. It's another job for you to do.
It is, but you know what?
So that's the part where you know, because you don't have any motivation. So that is that is difficult for you to...
I'm actually lacking motivation in this conversation right now.
But you would agree. I mean, you have to come into D.C., right?
Yeah, that is probably the only drawback. It is so much fun to sit in with them because they do a really great job. So it's fun to be a part of it. And I get
I'm looking at you right now, and I can tell when you're really, really excited about something. You're not really, really excited about
doing it. I am, but you know what? If I were to become truly ebullient about it, more bruised feelings. And I love Oscar too much.
That man is lying. That man is lying. So, well, regardless, you're doing it.
Yes.
And it'll be Tony and Gary Stein and then Rob Spiewak sitting in every week with that. And the boys are doing very well. It's the most well-received extra podcast on the More Network.
Where are Rob and Joe? That's what I look at. I look at the numbers and I said, geez.
Yeah.
Like,
well, to be honest, Rob and Joe
is killing. Rob and Joe
is
not killing.
No,
you know, and here it is, the Rob and Joe show. And you know, we're talking about stuff now. The guy that was taking tremendous heat was Mickey Coachella. Mickey has come back.
He's
put a promo out.
With a vengeance, he's back.
He's back. He's putting new shows out there, and that's terrific. Then you get Tony and Gary Stein. That is the meteor. That is the rocket ship on the podcast.
The dragon rocket.
getting great numbers, and they're very, very excited. Then you have Rob and Joe. Rob and Joe, the stock, I have to say, is falling. No, not quickly, but it's falling. Based on their last appearance.
Holding steady,
wouldn't
you say?
I would say the low. Unfortunately, the loser of the of all of them, if you want, you know, really call a spade,
sure,
would be Americas, unfortunately.
Yeah,
if we're looking at numbers, sheer numbers.
Well, that's terrible because Marcus Serta puts more effort.
He puts the best show on
than anybody.
That the least amount of people listen to.
Yeah,
and okay,
yes.
Then we have to get the numbers up for Marcus Serta. And Marcus Serta also with the promos does the best job. With promos.
Maybe every week he should just do a promo.
He works the hardest for the least return.
Yeah. His ROI, not so great.
And he's working his butt off, and I want to tell him that, you know,
Let me pull up the real numbers. Okay, and I'll give you the real numbers here. I'm just busting balls.
Have you ever had a show open ruin your day?
Where is Cake and Cookies on the chain?
I will pull it up right now. Just quickly, do you remember when Rob and Joe were on a couple weeks ago? And
I hated every minute.
And Rob,
they went all comedian on me, and it was a pain in the ass.
I thought it was great.
I loved
Joe was a pain in the ass. He's never coming back. He's never allowed back in my studio.
Oh, that's nice.
For the audience, do you remember when Rob was bitching about this one comedian that he opened up for?
He was a kid.
He was a kid, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember he was bitching about him, and we were like pelting Rob with all these horrible things, like it's over for you, you're a part-time driver's ed teacher, that kid's got this whole life in front of him,
right?
And Rob was like, this guy's done nothing, like all he does is pot jokes, he's on Guy Code on MTV, who cares, right?
Yeah, pot jokes.
That guy yesterday was named a new player on SNL Saturday Night Live.
Oh no, pot jokes.
You are so cruel to Rob. That is so cruel. That is really, you know, you're really offending everybody in this opening. You've totally dissed Marcus Serta. Now you've dissed Rob of the
Marcus.
Rob and Joe show. Are you really bringing up numbers for the
podcast?
I'm
pulling them up. Yeah.
Okay. Very
show
good.
Meeting.
Hold on a second. Okay. Mike, you made a prediction about Oscar before we started taping today, and it's coming true.
Oh, absolutely. We haven't even got birthdays going to be in the first segment. That's always nice for me.
Love
I like that.
Love that.
Okay. And incidentally, we're moving the birthday segment and the mailbag segment from Thursdays to Wednesdays, everybody. So
I've got the numbers.
All right, here we go.
No particular order.
Except
for worst to best.
Okay.
Yeah, go from worst to first.
You are a riddle. He is a riddle.
Unfortunately, the American...
He just set the whole bit up by going, no particular order, but worst to best.
That's right. We're going to go alphabetically from worst to best.
The software's tough to read. I got all the numbers in front of me now.
You're tough to read.
All right, very good.
The worst show on the Michael... On the
rephrase it.
The worst show on More Broadcasting.
Rephrase it.
The least listened show on More Broadcasting.
The least downloaded show.
Well, listened as well.
Okay.
is Omericast. I was joking, but it is the truth, unfortunately.
All right, well, we need to get... Why are you applauding that, Rob?
Because
whenever you do a
list, you always applaud for everybody. Right?
Okay. Or maybe a flourish. By least...
Better.
He's got thousands of people listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so he's got thousands, but he can always do better, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right, so listen to Omericast this week, everybody. Help us out.
Drops every Monday morning. It's a great show.
The next guy is, and I think this is simply because he took the summer off.
Yes.
Just now, I think he'll make a raging return.
Mm.
It's Mickey. Just because he just came back.
And you know what?
He just came back.
Mickey will be joining us in studio before too long. We just have to iron out a date.
I can see those numbers going up.
And that'll be a great boon for him.
Very nice.
Get to know Mickey again, Mike.
Yes, absolutely.
Above It's Mickey is Rob and Joe. Right. So, not on SNL, but on More Broadcasting.
No, that's wonderful.
Yes,
For now.
That leaves the last two, right?
Three.
Oh, sorry.
Wait to know all the shows on your team.
Oh, Tech 411. I forgot. Tech 411
four.
Is next, right?
Uh-huh. Tech 411 is up next.
Woo! And just think where that show could go if we freshened up the promos.
Yes, indeed. Indeed he do. Didn't Marcus Serta freshen up one of the promos for Tech 411?
He freshens up everything.
He
appreciate
did.
His
yeah,
time.
Yeah, everything he took. Golden touch, Mike.
Cake and Cookies.
Yay!
At number three.
Thank you.
Number three. Very good. Congratulations, Rob. That's a brand new show, and very excited about that.
At number two.
Yeah, Mike, as the numbers get smaller, the shows get bigger.
Now, number two, if anything should happen to the number one show, right. The number two show will step in and take care of things.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Yeah, Tony. Yeah.
Woo! Now featuring Rob Spiewak.
That's right.
And what is the number one show on the Moore Network?
He's checking the data.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey!
Flagship. Trounces every other show on the network.
Destroys it. But you know it's an interesting statistic, if I can do some analysis.
Please.
There is one common thread in the top three shows on our network.
What's that?
Me.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My brother, I couldn't say a single word to him in reply.
Why do you stammer so much more with David than you ever do with me?
Because you're bloody well paid to listen.
Bertie, I'm not a geisha girl.
Stop trying to be so bloody clever.
What is it about David that stops you speaking?
What is it about you that bloody well makes you want to go on about him the whole bloody time?
Vulgar but fluent. You don't stammer when you swear.
No, bugger off.
Is that the best you can do?
Well, bloody bugger to you, you beastly bastard.
Oh, a public school prig could do better than that.
Yes. Defecation flows trippingly from the tongue.
Because I'm angry!
Do you know the F word?
Fornication?
Oh, Bertie.
F***ing bugger. Bugger, bugger, buggity, 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 f*** ass.
Yes.
Balls, balls, f***.
You see, not a hesitation.
And Willy, Willy, and f***, and
Dad, what's going on?
Sorry.
Just finish your homework.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Gabby Viper Studios at Herb Worldwide. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Rob and Joe Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services. Over 25 million downloads are heard daily at MikeOMaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ, home of the Puppets in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks.
You know what, Mike? I'd like to say hi to someone from Glenwood, Iowa.
Oh, well, go right ahead.
It's Quentin Marquez celebrating his third season as the drum major of the Hawkeye Marching Band.
Woo! Oh, that's right. We're doing marching band members
Marquez!
Today. Oh, that's Woo! Awesome. What a great thing to do during football season. Did they win the have they won the first couple of games,
they won the
Hawkeyes?
I think they are 2-1. I think they lost their most recent game.
Looking at
all right, go
guy.
Hawks. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Why, Mike?
Because they get it. Our show today is brought to you by Nature Box. Two words for you people. Mm. Are you ready for those two words?
Go.
Free snacks.
Yes, I'm going to give you the chance to get
free snacks.
Drop that candy bar. Forget the chips. They're not good for you. Do what we do. Get natural, delicious snacks at naturebox.com. That's right. Filled with
free snacks.
Nature Box give you hundreds of delicious snacks, and you don't feel guilty for eating them because they're better for you. So when you hit that afternoon slump when you're hungry and cranky, here's what you do. Grab a delicious Nature Box snack and feel good about it. There's zero artificial ingredients, zero trans fats, zero high fructose corn syrup. You'll even find snacks that are low in sugar and
gluten-free.
So good and good for you. And now I want to give you the chance to try Nature Box
free
with a sampler box featuring five of their most important and popular snacks. To get your
free snacks,
go to naturebox.com/TMOS and give it a try.
Having a good time?
Start snagging smarter. I think I would be, yes. Start snagging smarter, and don't forget to get your
free snacks.
Go to naturebox.com/TMOS to get
a free sampler box of delicious snacks.
Nom, nom, nom.
Oh, Bertie.
Thank you, Bertie. Oh, Bertie.
Full disclosure.
Full
disclosure for our opening bit.
Yes.
I don't have access to Rob and Joe's numbers in our different system.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. However, I will say it was an educated guess.
That was a hypothesis.
Wow. You know what we didn't do in the first segment? We're switching, by the way, because we tape the bonus show on Wednesdays now, and we will be for the foreseeable future. We will be doing the mailbag on Wednesdays now. So when I say at the end of the show, contact Rob if you'd like to be a part of the legendarily famous Thursday mailbag. It's now the legendarily famous Wednesday mailbag.
Why did it become
Wednesday,
and why wasn't I told about this?
First of all, you've never been involved in the mailbag decisions because all you do is try to piss us off.
Yes.
That
right.
is so true.
All you do.
Why did you guys change it to Wednesday?
You know, I'll give you that answer someday. Anyway, let's open up the mailbag tighter and brighter. All about you.
And Mike, this is the new theme. Remember, the new theme. Courtesy of Korean Airlines.
Yes. It's all about you.
It's all about you. That's
right. That is the theme for Korean Airlines.
It is.
That's been edited also. We got it in its raw form. It used to be, it's all about you, dear. It's you, dear.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
P1 Dirk Vastrick.
Hey, Dirk.
Oh, I love
turns
Dirk.
A wonderful man. And Dirk, thank you so much for a lovely anniversary gift for my wife and I. We mentioned that a couple of weeks ago, but we want to thank you. He turned 63 this week.
Woo!
And all that Dirk wants for his birthday is to be able to upgrade his seats for CAT 2014 in Reno on November 15th. To Dirk, we say happy birthday and stay tuned. And since we're talking about CAT 2014, ladies and gentlemen, let me mention the tickets are on sale now for our live show on November 15th at Circus Circus. You can get your tickets only one way. You have to call the Circus Circus box office. Our apologies that they were swamped the last couple of days. They are open at 10 o'clock Pacific time at 800-648-5010. So get your tickets to CAT 2014. We'll
They've
see you there.
A second operator.
Yeah.
She came out of retirement.
Gladys, we need your help. Those O'Mara boys are coming back.
I saw at least one person posted that when they answered the phone at the box office, they said, Mike O'Mara show? Because apparently a lot of calls were coming in.
Yeah,
so
they knew we were coming.
But remember, as Oscar says, don't get happy.
Yeah,
You're not
happy.
Sold out yet. And
I haven't
tickets,
been happy
plenty,
in 8 years.
I mean plenty. And when I say plenty, I mean plenty, plenty, plenty of tickets still available. So, Dirk, we say happy birthday to you and stay tuned, and we'll let you know about the upgrade for seats. Hello to Jay Chapman, who has his birthday on September 29th and expects to become a first-time dad on the 30th. Well, if those dates, we could have gladly done that next week or the week after, correct?
Yeah, but we were a little light on birthdays. I wanted to make sure we got it in on time.
That's what happens when you move things to Wednesday.
Oh, shut up, Oscar.
Anyway, so he expects to become a first-time dad. Can Mike offer him any advice? No, I cannot, because everything is the same. Everything is, you know, I love every minute of it. I'm going nuts because my son is up in Maine now, and say to Jay, it's a beautiful time in your life, and I think you're gonna be a good dad, and I'm very, very excited for you. And enjoy the ride, baby. Happy 50th birthday to Katherine Hansen from Dallas, Fort Worth, who I am sure is delighted that her husband included her age in his email. Yes. Well, it's 50. I mean, 50 is a big one, you know?
But she's a bride, and they get sensitive.
You know, they are sensitive. Let me make her feel a little bit better. In the words of Howard Twitty, who I played golf with, former senior PGA player and the PGA player who I played golf with on my 50th birthday.
Yeah.
And I looked at him, Catherine, and I said to Howard Twitty, Mr. Twitty, it's quite an honor that I'm playing golf with you because it's my 50th birthday. And he said to me, congratulations, you're two-thirds dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like that.
That's nice.
Hey, gang, now it's onto the mailbag.
Right.
My 3.5-year-old Alexander is always asking to talk into my microphones. So I figured, why not start him out with a TMOS CAT 2014 backing track? LOL. So what are we supposed to do here, Rob?
Actually, I will play.
This is Rob. We are well into the land of Rob with this particular letter. I'll let Rob take
Wednesday
it. What are we
mailbag.
Doing?
Trust me, you will like this. What happens is I will first play the song. Do you remember this is the song we used to announce Cat 2014. Remember this song?
Turn down for what?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? So what this gentleman has done is he's had his three-year-old cut this for us.
Turn down for what?
Oh, this is great.
Turn down for what?
Oh, I misspoke. This is terrific.
Oh, that's sweet.
Cat 2014. I love that.
So sweet.
Anyway, so
by the way, the microphone that he uses is a, let me see, it is right here. It is a short 8.
Wow.
And he even looks at,
Mike,
hello?
Are you moving your mic and we're...
I was just turning my microphone down because I knew Rob wanted to hear the microphones.
I see.
That's all it was. He uses a Shure SM58.
At that point, Mike, I really wasn't caring about the microphone. I was a little more concerned about getting a show on the air.
He's like, oh, no.
Made me nervous.
By the way, he used a Shure SM58. If he even looks at the Heil Pro 40, it's off to the gypsies with him. Bill Barris is terrific. So that is awesome. And oh, now it says at the end where it shouldn't have been. It should have been at the beginning. Rob has his song to play, so that's yeah. You understand that after all these years, right? That if we were going to do that, since I'm reading these spontaneously, I would have known that if that direction was up at the top.
Interesting.
If you had read straight through, though, I thought that
Wednesday
what happens would you?
Bell.
Yeah, it's the Wednesday deal. If you had read straight through, I thought that's what I would. I will warn you, there is another instance of that coming up later on in the mailbag, so read straight through and it'll work out just fine.
Well, I never read straight through. That's the thing. You should know that. I never read straight through.
Wednesday mailbag.
Okay. Our next letter says...
I wonder why Tony prefers me.
To whom it may concern. I am a rural... I am rural mail carrier. Does he really want to say it like that? I am rural mail carrier?
Well, you know,
or
it's
I
more
am a rural mail carrier.
It's more definitive without the article. I am rural mail carrier.
I am rural mail carrier in a small town in northeastern Wisconsin. Is it a typo?
Yes, it is, Mike. It's a typo.
Thank you. There are two gangs. It's always the same. I mean, it's usually if it's going to go like this, it's going to go. I am a rural mail carrier in a small town in northeastern Wisconsin. There are two gangs in the postal business: rural and city carriers.
Oh yeah.
City wears uniforms and rural does not.
It's like West Side.
I guess rural
Story.
Also rural also uses like their regular cars in many cases.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Keep on, you'll find out.
See, it says here, rural can sometimes deliver mail using their personal vehicles. I'm fortunate enough to use my vehicle so that I can listen to TMOS on the job. Well, that's wonderful. After 15 years, I still listen to TMOS every day. During the driving part of my route, I can get in one episode of TMOS and another episode of a More Network show each day. Sometimes I wonder if my customers think I'm nuts at how much I'm laughing when I'm delivering their mail. However, towards the end of the week, I am out of other more podcasts. I know Mike ends the show saying, don't worry, dry your eyes, but I can't.
Nah. Oh.
You don't know how hard it is to deliver mail with watery eyes. The silence is deafening. Therefore, to help me make less mistakes, I shall purchase the bonus hour package.
Oh,
that's nice. Good
so
news.
Sweet.
I like that.
Sweet man.
I always use the TMOS portal with my Amazon shopping, and I tell my wife to do the same. She usually gives me the stink eye. She usually gives me the stink eye, but I tell her that it makes me happy, and it makes my radio buddies happy, too. And now I must leave you, but finally... I thank you from the top of my heart, from the middle of my heart, and from the bottom of my heart. I fare thee well. Matt Preisner of Combined Locks, Wisconsin. Go Pack Go. That is
very
a
nice.
Fantastic
Good
letter.
Man.
Love that, Matt. Here's one for Rob. It says, Rob, first I wanted to say I love everything about TMOS except one particular thing.
Uh-oh.
There are days when I am enjoying the podcast and loving the tease as it goes into a break, and then wham. The momentum of the show is killed by one of those Tech 411 promos.
Don't ever play them again.
Oh, no.
Please.
I love them.
Wow, they are bad. I am uncertain how Oscar goes to bed at night knowing these exist. It may make it even more frustrating when he goes off on how hard he works and how long he is there. Wow, what is going on
this
here?
This guy's got it out for me.
He might be there, but he is not there working on promos.
Promos don't pay the bills.
However, oh, come on now. Now, they might. They might in some cases. It's the overall
point to
product.
A promo and say, this man has made
us
money.
Don't diminish the value of what everybody does.
Marcus Serta's promos could make us money. Everyone else's
are
okay.
Exactly.
However, I was brought up being told that it is not okay to complain about something without offering up a solution. Oh, here we go. So, I created my own Tech 411 promo. This is what runs through my head each time I hear Oscar and Todd ask each other what they like. Thanks for the laughs and the great show, Brad. And Rob has the promo to
all
play.
Right, here's
Let's
the
give
promo
it a listen.
From Brad Allen. Mike,
do you like
your iPhone?
Yeah, we like
your iPhone.
Do you like
your Android?
Yeah, we like
your Android.
Do you like
technology?
Yeah, we like technology.
Can't wait to get them out.
Tech 411. Tech 411. Tech 411. Get it, wait to get a mouthful. Tech 411.
God.
It goes like that.
Jesus Christ.
We'll put it in the rotation.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate that.
You know what? To all the listeners out there.
Yeah, please send cough drops.
Yes. If you want to make one, make one.
Right.
At least put the effort like this man. This man took the time.
He did.
Was creative about it. We'll play him.
Hey, we'll take promos from all people for all shows.
Yeah.
I would love to hear that. That would be a lot of fun.
Love to mix them in.
Robert Batalone writes, hey, Robert Batalone.
Hey, he's so good.
He writes, hey, Rob, I was wondering if the Cat 2014 sound effect came from the old Mercury Cougar commercial. They do, right?
Actually, that's not where we got
it's from
but
He-Man, right?
It's what inspired it. No, it's from Janet Jackson's song Black Cat.
Oh.
Can you crank that a little bit so we can hear the
cat
sound effect
again?
Okay, so it comes from Janet Jackson?
Yes, it does.
She actually made that sound herself.
I thought that was Battle Cat from He-Man.
How would I get that clean of an isolation of it?
I thought it was from the Cougar ads, too. Now you have the answer.
Well, you asked for the Cougar ad, but actually this was the cleanest version of that sound I could find.
Well, I sure like ours. Let's hear it again. Cat 2014.
Cougarlife.com. Check it out.
Yeah, I'm living it right now.
Not that I'm paranoid. Tickets on sale today for Cat 2014. 800-648-5010. All right, let me see. Here's our final letter. Is this it? Yes, it is. Hello to the TMOS crew from South Portland, Maine. I was a huge fan of the Don and Mike show and was just recently informed about the podcast. Well, where you been, huh?
Come on.
Come on now. I've been downloading it from iTunes for a month now, and I wanted to tell you how happy I am to still laugh along with all of you. I look forward to the next iPhone sync so I can laugh some more. Here's hoping you make an appearance here soon. Best regards from James Tierney. This is the second to last letter. We have one final letter here.
Good.
Let me see. Friends, this person writes, who's more inteligente, Fredo Corleone or Smart Charlie? Thanks. Another one says, I'll hang up and listen. That's from Aardvark in Rochester, New York. I think for the purpose of this, I won't answer the question, but I will have Charlie come in and do his impression of Fredo Corleone.
Hi, Charles.
Okay? Hello, Rob.
Hey, you're back already from Greg Norman's house?
Yes, I am. He's recovering nicely, thank you.
How's the hand?
It's not like mine. Mine would have grown back already, but his is doing fine. It's healing up. It's healing up now.
Now, do you love The Godfather too?
I do. That's why I came in. Mr. O'Mara said I get to do this on the show.
Right.
This is Charlie Stuang Stablack, and now this is my impression of Fredo Corleone.
All right,
please.
All right, silence. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Three.
And be ready, Rob, to go right into the commercial music.
Two.
Okay.
One.
Action. Okay. I'm smart.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate that. Thanks for dropping by. Challenge, man. We'll take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. When I think back
on all the crap I learned. Carla O'Mara here. You know what I was just thinking about? Yeah, you guessed it. What am I always thinking about? Rob Spiewak. He's so much easier to talk to than those other guys on the show. I think it's his approachability that makes him so special.
Maybe.
Why not approach Rob with a letter for the mailbag? Send your message to rob@michaelmarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's. The extra B stands for bag. Some of us might get into trouble if we talk to Rob, but you can do it again and again and again with your fingers, a keyboard,
Dirty Birdie,
and a willingness to let yourself go.
Oh, wow, that's great.
How about that?
Fantastic.
Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Someone throw me a towel.
There we go. So we've been goofing around for a few weeks about our Amazon page, and that's fine. But we need to remind you of one very, very important fact. Shopping through our Amazon portal remains the single best way to support this show. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here with today's Amazon purchase of the day is Mr. Rob Spiewak.
With Halloween coming up, this is a great bargain, Mike. From the Jacobson Hat Company, it's the adult plastic Viking helmet.
Oh, yeah!
One size fits most adults. It's 14 inches wide at its widest point, and it's made of plastic. And yes,
oh boy,
gift wrap is available. Back to you, Mike.
That's fantastic. That's my favorite new product on Amazon. Amazon's got everything. We just need to get you there through our portal. And yes, never fear, Amazon still sells tubas, Tang, brass knuckles, mayonnaise, and corrective shoes. If you need it, Amazon has it. Always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. The best way to save money.
Miss Hathaway.
And, of course, support the show. Bookmark Amazon at MikeOmaraShow.com. And rest easy, my friend. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Mike, I mentioned CougarLife.com. The website, briefly. Yeah,
you just sort of made it up.
I thought I'd... hold on a second.
Wow. Well, he's got a cougar in his throat.
Apologize. I thought I had made it up. Apparently, it's a real website.
For older chicks looking for younger women, younger men?
Wow.
How did you know that?
Well, cougar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's cougars,
it's like,
right?
Come on. It's like you've been there before.
No. It seems like a natural, though. I mean, really.
By the way, if at my age, if I was the man looking for cougars, my cougars would be in their 90s.
That's right.
You understand?
Eleanor Roosevelt.
It wouldn't work for me. It wouldn't work.
Obviously, this is what it says. It says, meet divorcees, single moms, and sexy singles looking for a young stud.
There you go. Yeah. And you know what? What's the name of the website? Because there are a lot of people that'll do that.
CougarLife.com. Mm-hmm.
Get a message right to Yoko. We need another sponsor. That's a good thing.
You probably didn't see the story, but last weekend there was a cougar running around loose in Fairfax County.
There was. I did see that.
It was really cool.
They had the footprints. Really? Yeah. The animal expert out there. Yeah. Wow. Smokey the Bear.
Ended up at PJ Skidoo's on Saturday night. But you know.
What age is a cougar? At what age, you think?
Would you say 40?
40, probably, right?
I would probably say 50-ish.
50?
No, 40s.
I think 40.
40s, 40.
Or maybe
definitely.
It's determined by the age difference.
I think a silver fox in the gay community is like, it's 50.
Are you going to mention that website now?
No, that's a different website. It may be
police
50.
Identified the subject as a Maureen Cerrito, who was brought down by a tranquilizer dart.
I'm sorry. That's terrible.
And
that's
Mike's
a joke.
Actually a compliment.
She's happily married. Beautiful. She's happily married.
Maureen Donahue Cerrito.
Rob, don't make it worse.
Friend her on Facebook. Already.
Yeah, she's fine. Her husband is a delight.
And I'm doing the Ed McCabe laugh here. Oh, God. Oh, my. I'm just excited because Jimmy's coming to Reno. I'm super excited.
You'll have a leg of your flight with him.
I'm really, really excited that not only... Oh, is he going to be on the flight, too?
He is.
Oh, that's gonna be great. Same that's going to be a lot of
fun. You know who else is going to be on the flight?
Who's on the flight?
Mac.
Cut the Reno music, Rob. Yeah. Mac's going to be on the flight?
Yep.
Mac, you can talk into the microphone.
What? Do I really want to?
says all you need to know.
You know, with the
party, party time.
With the quality of most laptop speakers,
you got your meds. You got your meds for the flight. You're gonna be okay. Yeah. Do you have your sick pack? You have your fanny pack with all your drugs in it.
He's paying his own way.
That's right.
Is he really?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Isn't that sweet?
That's wonderful. Hey, by the way, and before we go to Reno, hopefully,
right?
We will have the special Max Diseases show.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Medical corner. So,
all of his ailments. He'd like to talk about it. And Mac, you're doing this for purposes of really just helping people that might have the same situation.
Yeah,
right.
And it helps out. I mean,
this trip is actually his make a wish.
Is it really? That's nice. He didn't want to meet John Cena. No, he just wanted to go out to Reno. I think it's nice. And also, Mike, it's good that when we do the show, because it'll advise certain people whether or not they want to shake his hand after the show.
Exactly.
It's going to make an informed decision.
It's going to be an interesting weekend. Not only Jimmy Cerrito, my cousin Ben O'Mara is living in San Francisco now. And Ben is coming out, I think, with his girlfriend. He is coming out to the show in Reno. So
Ben.
I'm excited about that. And it's kind of old home week. A lot of people are hopping on airplanes to come to Reno. We're very, very excited. And once again, plenty of seats available. So we need to sell this thing out.
No.
So don't get abbed. That's what Oscar gave us some ticket numbers. We're not going to share them with you right now. But when he gave them to me, his instruction, I am following it. Don't get happy.
Right.
So get right to it. Get right to it.
Were those ticket numbers or Rob and Joe numbers that you showed us? Just want to make sure.
That is not nice.
That is not. And you know what? It's not true.
It's not okay.
It's not okay.
That is not okay. So very, very excited about that. I wanted to talk about the fact that I am alone. That has been the continuing theme of being here in South Florida. And yesterday was, we taped early yesterday, and I gave myself a tremendous vacation day. I decided that yesterday afternoon I was going to be Florida man, and I was going to go out on the boat, and I was going to go to a bait shop and get live bait. And I was going to take my boat out, and I was going to anchor it.
Yes.
And I was going to throw a line into the water. And I stopped playing the lonely music, God damn it.
Wouldn't that be the worst place to go, in the middle of the ocean?
Alone?
By yourself?
Yeah, well, I got
like, you're
for
really
you.
Getting away from everyone at that point.
And was the bait live because you wanted something that you could talk to?
You know what? You can poo-poo me. You can poo-poo me all you want. We will take a break because we are running a little behind schedule today. We will take a break, and I will tell you about the results of my most successful angling exhibition.
Hey!
Expedition. Sorry. This is Expedition. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Why don't you ask me what I did this morning?
Mike, what did you do this morning?
I shaved.
And you look great.
I did. I look great. I love my Harry's razor. My razor blade that I have not changed, I can't even tell you how long it's been. It lasts so much longer than other razors, and it is just the best. I love shaving with it. I don't know how they make these razors, but they last a long time. I'm talking about Harry's.com, one of our favorite new sponsors, and Harry's.com makes their own blades. They have their own factory to do it, and they are crafted by shaving experts. These blades are the best. And the greatest news of all is not only do you get a better product, but you are getting a cheaper product than you get when you go into the drugstores, which now have, in many cases, these elaborate displays.
Oh, plastic
and these,
cases
these
with locks.
Fantastic plastic cases with little tricks that they have to get you to buy their ridiculously overpriced razors. Harry's has respect for your face and your wallet, and you can save an average of $150 a year just by using Harry's because they're cheaper.
Yep.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Here's what I want you to do. Go to Harry's.com now, and Harry's will give you $5 off your first purchase. Just type in our code TMOS. That's HARRYS.com. Enter coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer and start shaving better today like I did. I love my Harry's razor, everybody.
It's the best, the absolute best.
So yesterday would fall into the category. I told you that I've been down here and I've been kind of bumming out, had a back on the fritz, and the back has come along, and I have been getting out of the house more, and it was a Florida day, boys. Yesterday,
explain.
I was just a happy, happy, happy guy. Happy in my solitude. Took the boat out, went, stopped by the bait shop on the way out there, got myself some live shrimp.
Shrimp.
Which all the anglers down here say, that's the way to go.
Did
now, I'm not
get
a
any
skilled
butter
angler.
With it?
These are live, Rob.
Until you cook them.
I went out to one of the passes here, where the back bay goes out to the Gulf of Mexico, and I just remembered that there was this spot where you can anchor right off the bridge and kind of drag your boat behind in the tide. And, you know, it's a process all by yourself. You're a little nervous because you got this boat. You don't know if it's going to slip.
Hear your scream.
Well, I always tell, you know, it's just like, okay, all I have to do is just drop the anchor over here and I'll just be here.
Stop sunstroke.
Not really, because the weather has actually cooperated down here. Not as balls hot as it has been. So the one problem I have had down here is that the joke goes like this when you're boating in South Florida. And I hope you boys, when you come down, we'll get a chance to get out on the water with me, and we'll be able to do that for at least a brief period of time. One of the jokes down here, don't worry about running aground in Florida because you can always walk home. And that is the joke. There is not a lot of water in the back bays down here, and you have to be really, really careful where you go. And I've had it now twice where I've been in a well-marked channel, and the boat is kind of going...
Now, I might get the word wrong, Mike. Is it what is your boat's draw? How much water does
12 inches?
12 inches, and is that the
packing
phrase? No, I don't think that's where we're going.
Yeah, packing, baby.
Yeah, it's cougarlife.com. What is the matter with you?
He is out of his mind today.
I got a lot going on.
He is absolutely out of his mind.
That's right.
So. You're a little nervous because, you know, you are by yourself. You are on the water.
Yeah.
You know, not a lot of problems can happen if you're not offshore. So that's why I stay inshore and I stay in the shallow areas. But when you get out by the bridges, you know, it's still a boat and there's tide and there's current. And there's trolls
the
all over. Yeah. I saw Patton Oswalt. You know, he was coming by.
The amazing thing is that if you get real close, you can actually watch them spin straw into gold. But only when you're under the bridge.
So I went out to the guy said, go out to the mouth of the river. And
that was your nickname.
The mouth of the river. Mouth of the river. And of course, there were two rednecks there that were already camped out there, and these guys
took your spot.
They were there like all day. They were there I came back.
Shoot him
a little bit. There we go.
What made them rednecks? And I'd love to hear your description.
The fact that they took my fishing spot.
It in a derogatory way. Now you're not praising them.
When it's that kind of day and there's no one around and it's really slow and, you know, you just, when you run into people, sometimes it's just like, but there's plenty of water out there.
I don't even understand you. You're lonely. You want to be around people. You want friends, but you hate people.
But this isn't the place where I'm going to be. What am I going to do? Pull my boat up to theirs and go, hi, how are you?
You went to a random sports bar and chatted up a couple. What about, great day for fishing?
That's a more logical place. When two guys are on their own boat fishing, they don't want to be bothered by me. Oh. They hardly waved to me, and they didn't wave to me on the way back.
And they're just out there on the water.
They're doing their own little thing. And the guy had a big redfish. Mr. Donahue. Yeah, I'll get some fish. And when I was going by on the way out, the guy had a big redfish. And he was pulling this big redfish out. And I'm like, oh, man, I wonder what they're using. And I had all these questions because I really don't know much about what I'm doing.
And I'm going to emphasize my stupidity. Is redfish a kind of fish, or was it a fish that was red?
It's a bright red fire engine redfish. No, Rob, it's a...
it's a kind of fish, like a blue
fish.
It's
a type of fish. Okay. It's a larger fish than the backwater, and
can
it's a redfish. They're up the coast of the Carolinas. They're all on the coast of the United States.
Is it tasty?
I'm not sure about redfish. I'm not sure about whether they're edible. I think they throw them back a lot.
All right.
They look like they could be edible.
All right.
So I, you know, I don't know anything about it. The only thing I've information I've been given is you can do it a number of ways. You can put a live shrimp on a bobber in shallow water and let it just kind of float there until something grabs it. Or you can go out offshore and you can drop some shrimp over onto a reef and go straight down. Or you can go out to one of the passes, which is a combination of the two, and anchor the boat off and then throw it near some structure. And don't put a bobber on it. You let it go all the way down to the bottom. And that's what I did. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm here to say that today...
Yeah.
I am a successful angler. Yes. I anchored my boat. I baited the line. I put the right rig on my line. And I threw it into the water. And I caught a 4-inch long mangrove snapper.
Yeah. Yeah. 4 inches?
It's not that big.
It's tiny.
If you picture perhaps a 3x5 index card, it would be 1 inch smaller than that.
I was a child. I was transported back to my childhood. For a moment in time, I was a tiny little boy that was on the banks of my pond in my hometown.
Aww.
And I felt like a tiny little child, and I could not have been more thrilled, more happy about the fact that I caught this. I didn't catch one. I didn't catch two. I caught a total of 5. Yes, I was out there all afternoon.
How was the fight?
But... the fight was not much because they're small,
right?
But I'm here to tell you that there I am.
Oh, a fish isn't selfie. That sweet?
That's good. Now, did you keep them or did you toss them back?
I hate doing it this way.
Why don't you send that to us and we can use it as a show photo?
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah,
people could see it on the internet.
Yes. Now you attach it to a message, Mike.
Shut up.
Oh,
and then after they look at our website, they can go right off to cougarlife.com. Which links to what was the other one?
Do me
Silver
a favor.
Fox.
Silver Fox. Oscar, ask me. How do I send it again? What's the process of
walk him through?
Okay, so you pull.
Oh,
up
excuse me. Before you start, why don't you look at your phone?
Oh.
Why don't you look at your phone? Huh? Did you get it?
Didn't get it.
Oh, maybe he's on Do Not Disturb.
Oh, you know what? My phone's dead.
Oh, yeah. That's sad, right?
Do you mind sending it to Rob if it was that easy?
See, now you're being a dick because I did send it to you. I did send that to you, you know. I did send that to you, and then you're just mocking me. Is your phone really dead?
It really is.
Your phone
it's dead.
Yeah, it is.
Está muerto. Yeah. Está muerto.
Now, Rob,
this phone has ceased
to
be. It is in my hand.
Yes.
Okay. Did you get it?
I just got something from Radio's Mike O'Mara.
Take a look and show it to your brother. Show. Because I'm very proud.
So much bigger than 4 inches.
Big. It's 4 inches wide.
Yeah.
That's my fishy.
That's nice.
Fishy.
Send that to Pony Boy if you want.
I will.
Thank you.
That is my fishy.
How do you do that?
That's a happy man. Happy
that
man.
That looks like a real
man.
Florida fish. Yeah. Congrats.
Now, did you eat it?
No. I throw them back. I throw them all back.
So conceivably, all 5 fish could have been the same fish.
I don't think that fish is big enough where it would have been much of a meal.
Different
you probably probably clean it and you know you can pan fry it. Probably wouldn't be that bad.
No, snapper's delicious.
But it's you know it was just here's the thing. I'm coming back and on the way back a dolphin surfaces next to my boat and it's going along with me and it's surfacing and I tried to get video
of
this but it was just one of these days and suddenly I said, you know what? I belong down here. This is where I want to be. This is a moment in time where I have bitched about the fact that I've been cooped up all summer down here, but this was a moment in time where I felt like a happy little child. And all the way up until the time my wife FaceTimed me and I almost wrecked the boat because I was trying to communicate with her. But
FaceTiming
that,
while driving a boat?
Yes, she was FaceTiming me, asking me to look at
manual.
A dining room table. She wanted me to look at a dining room table, and you know the boat's going along, and I'm like, you know, honey, I'm probably really not able to see that right. The light is weird, and FaceTiming it. Oh no, my God, no! Oh my God,
not okay.
No.
But it really was. So for all the timing, you know, a lot of people have indicated to me, hey, you're down where you wanted to be. Oscar, in particular, points out this is where
you
wanted
moved
to be.
There.
Yep.
This is your lifestyle choice. This is what you've done here, and I'm here to say that yesterday was one of those days, and I'm hoping to amass enough knowledge so that when my friends come down here,
friend good.
I can take you boys out, and I think that when you come down here, if we feel like getting up early, we can maybe go and have a
tight schedule.
And Mike, if it goes exceptionally well, we can blow off the baptism.
Where are they?
Yeah.
Where are they? I will take you to my spot. And we'll throw some lines over the wall.
Out of context, that would sound so wrong. But in this conversation, I'm very, very, I think that would be great.
Go fishing. Wouldn't you like to go fishing with me? Wouldn't it be fun?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I'd love it. I think it would be great.
God, F you guys. No, forget
what?
It.
I think it would be great. I'd love to go.
The only fishing I like to do is at the Palm.
At the what?
At the Palm, the restaurant.
What, you
at
mean the lobster palm? Tank?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, I like that 11-pound lobster. Bring it over here.
An 11-pound lobster, yeah, Mike.
You're not a big fisher guy? You don't like to go out and fish?
Fisher guy!
I thought your people liked that. I thought that was,
pescado?
Yeah, pesca.
Pescado.
Lord knows I see enough of them down here fishing. My God.
Oh, my people?
Well, they have to eat.
Yeah,
Mike.
We're living off the land.
They live on redfish and mangrove. They're a simple people.
No, I do like fishing. I know that our itinerary in Florida is... It's tight.
Yeah, but you know right. what? We're down there to have a good time via Mike.
And
Mike.
I'm actually there longer than you are, Rob.
Well, you know what? What do you win then? Congratulations.
No. And no.
Well, I'll plan a little excursion.
I would love that. Okay. And you know what? I'm glad that you had a good time because the one variant that you did not consider when you moved to Florida is you'd never gone to Florida in the summertime. And mm-hmm. you made it through the summer. You know what? Now you're going to be on the time of year when you're more familiar with it. There's more stuff happening.
It's God's country now. Yeah, the next four months, you're going to love it.
You are poised to have a great time.
Come and see me sometime. I want to just take the last part of this break and talk about Oscar's girlfriend, Shannon, for a second.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
We had a bad news for the show. Shannon lost her dad this week, and she put a message out on Facebook today that I thought was just a beautiful, beautiful tribute to her father. And she's a very, very sensitive and wonderful lady. And I know Oscar wanted to say something.
Yes.
I want to take some time on the show to talk about that. So it's kind of sad in the Santana household this week.
It is.
I'll leave you,
thank you.
To that.
Gentlemen, you know that we do a comedy show here and try to keep it light. And at times, Shannon's been gracious enough to be the butt of many jokes, right? But you also know I love her, and she supports what I do for a living, so she takes it in stride. She understands that this is just, you know, this is how we set the table. This is how we make a living, and I think any one of our significant others has that sense of sensibility. And just now, 48 hours ago, it feels like an hour ago personally in our lives, she got a call. And no one should get this call, and no one should really get it in their 20s, that her father passed away suddenly at age 65. Now, I got to tell you that, you know, as a family here, and I'm talking about not just Mike and Rob and the guys here, I'm talking about the listening family, the overwhelming support of messages that have come to her. And it's strange. I love it's really helped her, and it's something that she really appreciates, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. But we talk about living separate lives here from being on the air and being and having our personal lives. So when you know the listeners of the world, the Cappy Pfeiffers, the Marcus Serdas, the Stephanies, and just these random people that I see online all the time, which I consider friends and family,
sure. mm-hmm.
take the time to write and say a few kind words to my girlfriend, who of almost three years now, I can't thank you enough. And it means the world to her. And if you get a moment and you're friends with her and you want to reach out, I never thought in my life I would put this out there, but please just write her something nice. And I think, Mike, I've learned from you guys that when something like this does happen, and it happens to our family members, it's an overwhelming, powerful moment that you just don't know what to do. And for some reason, the amount of people that acknowledge what you're going through helps carry you through that moment and soothes you in one way or another. And I can't thank you enough, people. And I know that, you know, we joke a lot about Shannon's expense here on the program, but I can tell that you guys get the joke. And you get it, and you get it more than I ever could have thought. And I can't thank you enough, and I appreciate the time you've had. The man was 65. He was in the reserves. He had his own demons, like a lot of people. We're all human, But nobody should get that news. And again, Shannon, I love you. You know this. I know you'll never listen to it because you don't listen to the show. God bless you. But to the really to the listeners and the family and to you, Mike and Rob, that wrote such kind messages to her personally, I can't thank you enough.
Thank you, and that's terrific. And as I said before, for those of you that are friends with Shannon online, she wrote a wonderful tribute to her biological father yes. today, and really sweet. And she's just a very thoughtful. Yes. I got a little bit of that when she was up in Maine. She's a very thoughtful and a very kind person. You're lucky to have her, mm-hmm. And thanks for doing that. So we Thank got a little you. Heavy. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
Listen to this week's O'MaraCast because I have a special guest to help me get you caught up on all things more broadcasting.
I am Groot.
Thank you, Groot. Appreciate your help. We've got clips from the Mike O'Mara Show.
I am Groot.
Yes, I know that's your favorite show. We've also got the Tony Perkins Show. We've got Cake and Cookies.
I am Groot.
Yes, I know I didn't mention Gary Stein. Can we move on, please? Cake and Cookies, the Rob and Katie Show. And, of course, we've got
I
the...
I am Groot.
Yes, Katie has a high voice. Rob and Joe Show. It's Mickey, Tech 4-in-1.
I am Groot.
Oscar is on every other show on the network. Do you mind? I'm trying to do a promo here. Anyway, you can subscribe, download from MikeO'MaraShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher and enjoy the show every Monday. We're going to have a little fun right here on O'MaraCast.
I am Groot.
And I am going to cut you down.
Welcome back.
Best supporting actor, Marcus Serta.
He's an evil genius.
He is.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FanDuel. FanDuel.com maximizes your football fun. No doubt about that. It makes you a part of the action. If you haven't joined FanDuel yet, you need to change that this week. Turn your fantasy expertise into cash like Chris Prince did. He won $656,000 playing fantasy sports at FanDuel. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. There is no season-long commitment, so you can play every week or you can play every other week. Doesn't matter. No upfront fees, and contest entry fees start at just $1. The money is real. FanDuel is paying out more than $10 million every single week this NFL season, but you can't win if you don't play, so get started today. Remember, there's a new user special, but the offer ends soon, so you got to act now. Here's the special for you. Click the microphone in the upper right hand corner, use our code TMOS. The first 50 to use the TMOS code get their deposit matched up to $200. That's free money. FanDuel.com, FanDuel.com. Start playing like I do today, everybody.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, news you may not need.
Well, we've already heard that Joan Rivers' doctor may have performed an unauthorized biopsy, one that ultimately killed her. Mm-hmm. But here's something we didn't know until yesterday. According to CNN, before he did the operation, he took a selfie with her while she was under the gas.
No.
Yes.
That's the story. Now, this reporter from CNN, I saw this break last night. I was actually watching CNN Live when this broke, and she was just like, and he took a selfie. And then they tried to do some follow-ups, and this old hag reporter on CNN was just smiling with a twinkle in her eye, like, look at the scoop. And, of course, why do the journalism to find out anything else other than the absolute prurient, you know, sizzling minimum story. And it was terrible.
Headline,
so I'd like to get confirmation.
No articles. That's right.
Right.
Yeah,
the doctor,
if this,
go ahead, Oscar.
If this does come out, and I read the story as well, and I'm sure it's going to be easy to find out. If this does come out, I mean, it doesn't have, even if you're not a celebrity, you don't want your doctor taking selfies.
No, it's horrible. It's horrible. If it's true, and they ought to just, kick him out of the medicine.
Yeah.
It's disbarring, what do you call it, malpractice, whatever.
Well, no, they revoke his medical license.
Revoke his license. Mm-hmm. A doctor named Lawrence Cohen performed the endoscopy, but when he was done, an ear, nose, and throat doctor Joan had brought with her decided that he wanted to do a biopsy. So we don't even have the names yet as far as exactly what's going to happen. But it's a sad story. It's a tragic story. And, I would just say, in defense of the clinic, let's just wait till all the dust settles, you know. And anytime you have any procedure of any kind, something can go wrong. You should be aware of that.
But
anyway,
even if it went perfectly, it's still not okay.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of
the selfie. The selfie is horrible. That's really
it's
terrible.
The equivalent of those dentists that take advantage of people when they're under the gas. I mean,
and if the clinic is not supposed to do a biopsy, it's horrible.
Of course.
Let's wait and let the investigators do their job. Shia LaBeouf has never been accused of being the sharpest knife in the drawer, but at least one woman thinks he's a genius.
What?
Shia had to get a restraining order against a woman named Graciela Nalli, who apparently thinks that Shia LaBeouf is Albert Einstein.
Actually is Albert Einstein?
What?
Yes, yes. Graciela has been bothering Shia for months and has even been to his house several times. During one visit, she was eating watermelon in his driveway and screamed at him, quote, "I am going to blow up your house. I am going to blow up the world. You are Albert Einstein, and we belong together." So, you know, as bad as that man's own behavior has been for him, nobody deserves to deal with that.
I don't know. Am I the only one who thinks they might be a pretty good match?
Yeah, that's interesting. Whitney Houston never put out a live album while she was living, but now, more than 2 years after her death, there's one on the way. Because this is as good a time as any. Clive Davis.
Mike, I don't want to hear. I actually have tape of Clive.
You do?
I pulled it because I love when you do Clive.
All right, so I have not heard it, so I will do my Clive, and then you will play the actual tape.
You first.
My Clive would say, Whitney is one of the great performers that we've had in society. I am thrilled to make this album available so that everyone can enjoy the music of a great performer and artist.
All right, here's the actual Clive Davis.
She, without question, was the greatest vocalist in the world. This CD DVD will establish that there was no one like her. It was a marvel that she was as powerful, as incredible as she was, but bittersweet that she died too young.
I hope there's lots of Clive media, because one thing that I love about him, whenever he's interviewed, he's always so shiny.
Mike,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Isn't it interesting that Clive, every time you hear him talk, he just talks about Whitney?
And he gets higher as he gets older.
Yes.
He gets strangulated and it's up here. It used to be much lower. But anyway, I was at a little radio station in Annapolis, WYRE, when somebody, one of the record ducks, I forgot which one, brought me the first Whitney Houston album. I have always been just an amazing... I was so put off when she went down that path with Bobby Brown that she went down, because she was...
amazing
the
talent.
You just don't get talent like that comes around very often.
Did the Ducks show up with a stack of cash? Those were the go-go 80s,
and blow. Cash and blow.
Here's a key.
You know what? My memory, and I could be right, could be wrong. My memory was this was one of those times where you gotta hear this.
Oh, cool.
And went in and listened to it and went, oh, my God. The one where the dangling prize we were offered on our little radio station.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. I love this.
A motorcycle giveaway to debut a particular single. And the motorcycle was offered in exchange for doing a promotion around Electric Avenue. By Eddie Grant.
Yeah,
that was that's
gone
one.
To
but Whitney, I'll always remember that, and I will be the first one to grab that live album.
Can't
and I
wait.
Hope it's it shows her.
You know what? I hope
prime,
that's
you know?
The thing. I hope that it's a good capture of her voice. I've heard her voice isolated before, and she's capable of sounding magnificent. But
yes,
sometimes in a live setting, it's not the best example of an artist. So I hope it's good.
Quite a few examples in her later years, and I don't want to say later years. She died too young, but in recent years of her performing live and doing a horrible job because she was a little addled based on all the lifestyle choices. A new nationwide survey asks people which state has the rudest drivers. And this is stunning to me.
Really?
Guess what state came in first? You're not going to get it.
Hawaii.
If you haven't seen it, you're not.
California.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Never. You go through 49 and you wouldn't get it.
All right, I give up. What?
Idaho.
Really?
Whoa.
Idaho. The main reason, Idaho drivers drive too slowly. The 10 states with the rudest drivers are...
It's all those carbs.
In order, first to worst, Idaho, New York, well, that makes sense.
Clean. Yes.
Wyoming,
mm-hmm.
Massachusetts, that makes sense. Delaware, that might make sense if you've driven through Wilmington lately.
Sure.
Vermont. There's a there's a weird one.
It's on Marcus.
Then it's New Jersey, Nevada, Utah, and Alaska. A lot of wide open spaces on this, and I guess maybe because they drive too slow. The 10 states with the most polite drivers are North Dakota, Maine. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Let me see. New Hampshire, Montana, Minnesota, Oregon, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Washington, and North Carolina.
I understand
and that is
Maine,
Washington without a D.C.
I understand Maine dropped out of the top 10 for a week and a half this summer.
Took a vacation.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that. 20-year-old Charlie Fisher of Hertfordshire, England, has been dating three different women without them knowing about each other. Sounds like a movie script. That would be fine if things weren't serious, but he's been with all three for at least 7 months.
What?
Charlie Fisher Moore. No, anyway, the women didn't know about each other until one of them saw a text on Charlie's phone from another woman. When she wrote back, the woman asking who she was, she said she was Charlie's girlfriend. They started talking on Twitter
and
tracked down a third woman he was dating.
Charlie. Yeah.
Charlie. Charlie. Big
of me. Charlie was on vacation in Germany and Iceland. So he's going to Iceland.
Well, you know,
I can only imagine why Charlie was going to Iceland.
Looking for numero four.
The women decided that it would be a great time to get revenge. So when he got through customs and walked out of the airport, all three of his girlfriends were there waiting for him.
Oh, no. I bet he needed to go to the dry cleaners after that.
Apparently, he was shocked, Rob, and he said, quote, "Can I talk to you later?" And then he ran to the parking lot where his grandmother was waiting to pick him up.
Oh, my God.
The women followed him out screaming, but he took off.
I like that.
Good exit plan.
Yeah, plan B.
Yes, way to go. Nice
Grandma
job.
Grandma hit it.
Pizza Hut Australia has apologized for a promotion offering this. A free small animal from a pet store with 10 large pizzas.
I'd like to order 10.
Hello.
G'day, mate. You ordered your 10 pizzas. Here's your small animal.
The location in Melbourne's Mount Waverley area came under fire on social media when photos emerged of a banner inviting customers to buy any 10 large pizzas and get one free small animal.
I love how unspecific it is.
Promotion came to the attention of animal rights organizations. Shocker. The name of the animal, I swear to God, this is the name of the animal rights organization. You ready what it's called?
Yeah.
Oscar's Law.
Hey!
Oscar's Law. They approached management at the pet store, Story Store, and it's called Pet Story. That's the name of the store. Australia. Kooky country.
It is.
Pizza Hut Australia released a statement saying,
"It has come to our attention that one of our stores has recently been running a promotion which was not approved by Pizza Hut Australia,
nor was condoned in any circumstances. We like to sincerely apologize to anyone who was offended by this."
Oi! Thank you. Oi! Hamsters. Apparently, I just did some digging. They're giving away hamsters from a pet store.
Oh, that's also a great topping.
Enjoy your sausage pizza. He's your hamster. A man wanted, now a little something something. A man wanted for armed robbery in New York, eluded authorities for 4 years until they caught up with him while he played an ultimate frisbee tournament in Oregon. KVAL-TV says police in Eugene arrested Jason Merrishow around 5 p.m. The sheriff's office in New York says the 32-year-old formerly of Woodstock was indicted in late 2010 on charges of robbing a Bank of America. Merrishow is also accused of stealing a car and setting a barn on fire as a diversion.
Oh, not okay.
All inquiries about this story can be directed to Mary Show's frisbee attorney, Mr. Chad Dukes. Am I right, fellas? There you go. All right, very good. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault, Rob Spiewak, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, I still haven't proposed yet, Joe.
What's the matter? Fear of commitment?
Well, you know, half of marriages end in divorce, and the other half, some of those end in murder.
He's not going to kill you.
Yeah, but I don't want to lose half my stuff.
Half of your 2003 Sentra? What's that worth?
Not funny, dude, but it's $412. Check us out at robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Sour bastards. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Encore is our sponsor now. You need life insurance, but you haven't bought it yet. Why?
Why?
Max von Sydow. Why? No more excuses. Today's the day. Encore will make it easy for you. They survey top companies in the insurance industry to compare premiums. There's no obligation for you. You just call this number, and it's free. 866-347-5748. They're going to give you a free insurance quote because you should protect your family. Visit smartterm.com. You can do it that way as well. SmartTerm.com. You'll find the license disclaimer and quality customer service at that website. That's smartterm.com. Check them out at Encore Insurance Services as a favor to us, but mostly do it for yourself and do it today. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, September 17th already, 2014. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
A name we haven't brought up in some time on this show because who even knew she was still around? Cheryl Teagues, Mike, you remember her? She was
a supermodel. Oh, I had a poster. Right after my Farrah poster, I had a Cheryl Teagues poster.
Well, put a black light to that.
Cheryl Teagues, that's nice. Cheryl Teagues was at the Minnesota Twins game over the weekend, and they brought her up. And keep in mind, he graded himself on distance and accuracy.
Okay, all right. Thank you for the...
All right, let me change the subject.
Sorry.
Right. Cheryl Teagues went to a Twins game, and they brought her up to the radio and TV booth. I think, it's kind of hard to tell what she was promoting, but I think it had something to do with Ronald McDonald House. I think Cheryl Teagues threw out the first pitch, and maybe before that, she might have tilted a couple back. This is pretty great. Here's Cheryl Teagues.
Congratulations, I saw that you were out to throw out the first ball, but did you elect not to?
Did something to my knee, and it hurts like hell. And I can't twist my body left, right, whatever. Can I tell you that I threw out the first pitch for the Dodger game because I'm from Los Angeles? It was a perfect pitch.
Was it?
Yep. I have. There's not a scratch on the ball. There's not a piece of dirt on the ball.
Were you on the mound or were you like in front
of it? No, I was on the stripe.
All right.
I was right up there.
Let's continue with
this. That's medication. That's medication.
But
that's
I think maybe alcohol and medication. Let's continue as we analyze.
A cocktail.
When she
that's
talks
booze
about
booze and pills.
Yeah. I think it's Ronald McDonald House, but she might be sponsored by a company called Cambria. Help me figure this out.
Well, Ronald McDonald House is just an
I just want to hear that in cue one more time because that might be my favorite part. Okay.
Well, Ronald McDonald House is just an amazing program. Everybody, please go out and research it, look out about it, learn something about it. Cambria is their sponsor, and they have made these houses livable. Environmentally correct.
Like at the Apollo when that clown comes out and hooks you.
Sandman.
Yeah,
when the Sandman sweeps
you off. This is when the Sandman pops out of nowhere and sweeps you off.
You know what I have an overwhelming feeling of? That what? We're going to come in tomorrow and we're going to have to do a retraction because she's got some sort of medical condition.
I don't know.
I have that feeling.
What's his bag's name?
Cheryl Teagues.
Oh, let me look at her.
C H R Y L T I E G S.
With the Ronald McDonald House, and a lot of the proceeds it goes to a lot of the kids.
Well, they can live there for free.
She's
while
definitely
their
drunk.
Getting their I mean, that is unheard of, and the generosity is outstanding. So
no phasia, no missing chromosome.
Yeah, you can check that out. That's going to be all over the net, I think, tomorrow. But I was pleased to bring it to you today. There's about 5.5 minutes of it, and it's all worthwhile.
No aphasia.
Always nice. Mike, I know you're excited that Gaga and Bennett are collaborating. Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett have an album coming out. Here's
Tony Bennett. I haven't done that impression in a long time. I'll do that tomorrow. I might be the opening vignette tomorrow. I'll just be you talking with a cool cat, Tony Bennett. Why not, boys?
Yeah. How's the herpes, Tony?
Always that. You never forget.
It's all about suppression.
You never forget.
Here they are. This is a cover of Nat King Cole's Nature Boy. She sounds pretty good.
You ever learn. Just too long.
Okay. Sorry.
I've always thought she had a good voice. I'm not big on the meat dress, But I think she has a good voice.
Well, I do too, but I didn't like that particular cut. It was over orchestrated. Yeah.
That's the first single. I don't know, maybe Ill Chosen?
And, well, tomorrow maybe you could ask him some questions about that.
I would like to get to the bottom of that. Okay, and bad news, Mike, Khloe Kardashian has ended her relationship, and I think that's sad.
No. News from the Kardashians. Khloe Kardashian has broken up with her boyfriend.
Ah.
I know. I thought, geez, God, they didn't even make it to the divorce.
Really?
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Hey, everybody. We are returning to the Mandalay Ballroom at Circus Hotel and Casino in scenic, beautiful Reno, Nevada. That's right. It's CAT 2014, The Mike O'Mara Show Live, Saturday, November 15th. Get your tickets by calling this number at Circus's box office, 800-648-5010. Tickets are available right now.
Hold it, when?
Right now. Special TMOS room rates for CAT 2014, The Mike O'Mara Show Live. Click the link on our website to get all the information, or just call that number again, 800-648-5010, and mark it on your calendar. Out west, they'd say, we're going to be there Saturday, November 15th. Get your tickets for CAT. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Now that the show's over, remember to go to naturebox.com and order great-tasting, healthy snacks at 50% off. Snack smarter in the new year with healthy and delicious treats like French toast granola. Support this podcast and get 50% off your first order. Go to naturebox.com and use promo code TMOS. That's naturebox.com, promo code TMOS.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.